Good morning. I'm going to tell you that I'm having the same type of morning. That howling, empty feeling in your head that just won't go away. That can't be mitigated. That can't be satisfied. I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to give it a shot. If I were there, I would make you be quiet. I don't want to hear a word. I just want to hear the noises that I can elicit from your body. I would want you to relax. Even though that word never helps anyone relax. So instead, let's say I want you to let go. And if you refuse to let go, then I'm going to make you let go. Start out with a small touch on your neck. Standing over behind you as you sit on a couch. Bending over, breathing on the side of your face so that each breath burns against your cheek. Warm palms slip down the sides of your body. Not impending, not rough. More of a welcome wave of feeling, of heat welling up. You could swear those palms feel far more warmer now than they were when I started. From the friction of the skin. Anytime you object, I put my finger over your lips. Anytime you try to speak, you just feel the bony part of my finger right against your upper and bottom lip. Then I tilt your head back with my fingers on your jaw, and I kiss you. Very softly, almost so much you can't feel. And then harder. Pressure of the skin versus skin, all the nerves setting on fire. My hands loosening on your body. And I suck your bottom lip in between my tongue and my bottom lip and pull away. Slowly, gently wash your neck. With the tip of my tongue. Small little laps, small little licks, small little circles. Spiraling from the top of your neck all the way down to your shoulders. Love licking collarbones. I never understood why. Maybe it's because of the way you would react. Maybe it's because I'd feel that pressure release from your lungs right when my lips touch your collarbone. And then I'd kiss right back up. Playing with your earlobe with my tongue. Nibbling your ear lightly. My palms now on your hips, pushing down. Forcing your ass against the seat. Letting you feel like you're falling. But you're not falling. I've got you. I'd love to bring one of my hands up. Touch your stomach just along the side. Slowly up higher and higher. You know what? In fact, I think I have a lovely idea. Why don't you sit down and follow where I'm touching? I just want to make sure you enjoy yourself. Follow each move. Follow each touch with your fingers or whatever you have available. And I promise I won't drop you. So starting at your hips. Slowly moving upwards. slowly feeling each rib counting. And my hands cross over the front of your body and I just grip the bottom of your breasts and squeeze. Not hard at first, but I squeeze, pushing your shoulders into the couch. Every time you exhale, I kiss your lips. This time harder, the tip of my tongue pressing on the top of yours. Massaging. Slowly, you taste the underside of my tongue as I flick it against yours. Squeezing harder now. That's a good girl. Fall into me. I release your body, let your head fall back. And I go around to the front of the couch. And I get down on my knees right in front of you and start at your knees. And I kiss the insides of your thighs. One, two, three. All the way up the inside. And as my body gets closer to yours, your legs spread wider and wider. But I don't touch when I reach the top. I just open my mouth and exhale. A nice, long, warm, moist breeze right against you. I watch your body shiver in front of me and smirk evilly. I know you want more, but do you deserve more? So, I kiss where my hands were before. First your left hip bone, then your right, but now my hands are up underneath your ass. Gripping, you're sitting on my hands and I'm squeezing round and round in circles, small massages, kissing your stomach, your ribs. I'm gonna go back and lick every rib, left side, right side, my hands more and more eager on your body. Squeezing, releasing, massaging. And I stand up in front of you, get a fistful of your hair and pull your head back. Hoping now, expecting now, that your body is malleable, movable, mine. You feel a small strain in your hair as your head is pulled back. Your neck muscles tight, sticking out as I yank harder. You let out a little bit of an exhale, a little bit of a squeak. I kiss your lips again, releasing your hair. Harder now, my lips pressed against yours, almost to the point where you could feel my teeth. And then I suck on your bottom lip, biting as I pull away. My hands on the side of your head. And then I use my nose to push your chin up. And then I kiss your neck. Left side. One, two, three. Right side. One, two, three. And then I lick a very long, slow spiral around your breast, getting closer and closer to your nipple. Not touching yet, but you feel every breath beating against your skin, a percussion sending concussions against your body. And suddenly my hand is resting right between your legs. I'm covering over your pussy. I'm not touching you. my index finger and my pinky touching against your body as the rest of my fingers rest, hovering just over you. And I slip my hands under and I pull, pushing one finger harder against your body. My other hand behind your back, I push, making your hips tilt towards me. Then I touch your breast with the tip of my tongue, make a tight circle, and I suck it between my teeth and bite. You let out another squeak, I kiss your lips again, swallowing it, consuming your lust. That's a good girl. Slowly, very slowly, I bring my fingers to touch you. And I go from the back to the front, just touching your lips. Back, front. My other hand now up around your neck. Behind the back of your neck, just squeezing you to get your body to contort for me. Fall into me. Let go. That's a good girl. As you let go, as your hips tilt towards me, I slip one finger inside. Very slowly, feeling around the front wall of your body, looking for that one sensitive spot. All you feel is the pad of my finger going around and around. And my other hand now is on your stomach, pushing down, squeezing your wall between my hands. And I take my thumb of my hand on your stomach, and I pull upwards, exposing your clit. The thumb on my right hand reciprocates in turn, traces a small circle around one, around two, my finger inside now going deeper, around three, around four, and then I search. I keep looking. Your body jolts. You breathe in suddenly. There it is. So I circle that spot. I go around. This whole time, my thumb's still playing with your clit. I go around again and again. And then suddenly pull my hand out and I kiss your stomach. Not yet. I didn't say you could yet, did I? Fall into me. I want to feel your submission. I want to consume your lust. Do you think you could handle it? It would be fun finding out, wouldn't it? I hope this helps. As I said, just fall.